This is a Fox News alert. New sanctions against Russia. I'm Lisa Brady. President Biden says a Russian invasion has begun in eastern Ukraine, so the U.S. is responding with what he calls full blocking sanctions on two large Russian financial institutions, cutting off the Russian government from Western financing, in addition to planned sanctions against Russian elites and family members. This after President Putin's move yesterday, recognizing two breakaway regions in eastern Ukraine as independent republics.
Who in the Lord's name does Putin think gives them the right to declare new so-called countries on territory that belong to his neighbors? This is a flagrant violation of international law and demands a firm response from the international community.
President Biden says the U.S. has no intention of fighting Russia, but wants to send an unmistakable message. Europe also announcing sanctions.
The European Union says its member countries are imposing sanctions on 27 Russian targets, a mix of people and companies.
We will make it as difficult as possible for the Kremlin to pursue its aggressive actions.
EU President Ursula von der Leyen praised a separate decision by Germany to suspend a major new gas pipeline running from Russia. The EU says its sanctions stop short of targeting President Putin personally.
Fox's Simon Owen in London. Putin today calling on Ukraine to abandon its effort to join NATO and for international recognition of Crimea, which he seized in 2014 as part of Russia. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland praising today's guilty verdict at the hate crimes trial of three men already convicted of killing Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia.
No one should fear that if they go out for a run, they will be targeted and killed because of the color of their skin.
The defendants claim they suspected Arbery of crimes in their neighborhood, but the evidence included years of racist statements. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Recapping the announcement just made by President Biden, new sanctions designed to cut off Russia from Western money. And he's moving more troops to Baltic states to help bolster NATO's eastern flank, but emphasizing the U.S. has no intention of fighting Russia. The supply chain could take another hit from a change on the way in California.
A new deadline set by the California Air Resources Board goes into effect at the end of the year. All trucks over 14,000 pounds must be replaced by 2010 or newer models. The rule isn't new, though. It's the timing causing the issue. This is a textbook case of supply chain struggles causing inflation. The chip shortage is causing manufacturing delays of new trucks. Fewer new vehicles are being produced, which is driving up the cost of used trucks as well, 96% versus 2020. In many cases, these small owner-operators simply can't afford to replace their fleets at that cost. Now, these truckers tell me they're for green initiatives, but just not at the expense of their jobs.
Fox Business's Kelly O'Grady. Nearly 50,000 trucks registered in California may not be compliant by the deadline, which means one-third of the trucks going in and out of California ports will no longer be able to enter. A decades-long kids show is over.
And I say, after 25 years, the beloved children's animated program Arthur has come to an end. Its final episode airing Monday on PBS Kids. Executive producer Carol Greenwald releasing a statement saying, quote, Arthur is the longest running kids animated series in history and is known for teaching kindness, empathy, and inclusion through many groundbreaking moments to generations of viewers. First premiering in 1996, the show, which also had won 4 Daytime Emmy Awards for Outstanding Children's Animated Program, was based on the popular book series by Mark Brown that tells the story of 8-year-old aardvark Arthur and his family and friends.
Fox's Mike Gunzelman. An hour to the close on Wall Street. The Dow's down 300 points. It had been down over 600. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.